welcome to another episode of Worst Collection Ever. This is the show where we tell you about the worst comic book collection in existence. And it just happens to belong to us. I'm Jen.
I'm Sean. How are you?
How are you?
I'm fine.
You seem a little on edge.
I'm a little bit agitated.
A little irritated by the cats.
Yeah, no, I get agitated.
They love Christmas.
They love Christmas, but they also love driving me nuts.
So they're fucking with the tree and it's making Sean angry.
Yeah. That being said,
many things to talk about this week.
Yeah. No, there's stuff going on.
Yeah, Disney had its investor forum thingy.
Well, technically, it would be like whatever the D23 is they do.
Yeah,
every
but
year.
They called it something different. It was called like Investor something. Investor Day.
Investor fuck time.
I feel like it was forum, but that might be wrong. It was Investor something or other.
Investor 2020 Investor Day.
Investor Day.
Yeah.
Yes.
Who invests in Disney? Well, I mean
they're publicly traded, yeah. We could buy stock in them. I have no idea what their price is.
What does that get me?
I mean, you get to own shares, and if they do well, you might get money, but that's about as much as I know about the stock market. Mm. There you go.
It's a financial section of our episode.
Yep. Thanks for playing.
So... yeah, a lot of stuff on Disney Plus got announced that is worth mentioning.
Just a lot of stuff in general. They announced so much shit.
Well, they announced a lot of stuff. They also, what they did a lot of was, hey, here's a lot of stuff that you remember.
Or that we've already announced that has an upcoming release date.
And we're going to give you more of a vague release time of when it's going to come out.
Yeah.
But just to let you know, we didn't forget about it.
Right.
So that's basically what they were doing.
That was some of it, yeah.
You know.
But there was also some other stuff. So, yeah, they finally gave us, speaking of Disney Plus, a WandaVision release date. So that's going to be January 15th.
Did they have a new trailer? I didn't see the new trailer.
Oh, I don't know if they did. I didn't see it if they did. It
says here, because I'm on the Verge site, WandaVision, the first Marvel Studios show coming out on Disney Plus, got a new trailer ahead of its upcoming January 15th release date.
Yeah. And now, I just want to be specific. Don't know if that's worldwide, that's U.S. only, no idea.
Yeah, no idea.
But January 15th is the date we've been given. I'm actually very excited. I do want to see that show, so I'm really looking forward to that.
Yeah, it's going to be a hip show, man. I'm looking forward to it.
I hope so, yeah.
I'm looking forward to it being weird and maybe get some more...
get some Wonder Man finally.
Maybe, I don't know. I feel like Wonder Man is...
He's getting... left out of the MCU?
Yeah,
MCEU, I should say.
Kinda, yeah. I mean, I guess he's kind of, I don't know how he's going to necessarily exist because, like, the whole premise behind Vision is that he's created from Simon Williams's brainwaves.
Sure.
Brain patterns. So, and then obviously in the MCU, that's not the case.
Right. And he could still exist. He doesn't have, I mean, they don't have to.
Oh, he can still exist the same, but it's just that it just makes me wonder how we're going to fit him in, if at all.
Sure.
You know, like there's other ways to fit him in as just like, oh, he was an actor and he, you know, because you could do everything with Wonder Man, you know, without having the Vision be involved.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah.
You just can't really have him be a part of whatever it is that, you know, I mean, there's not going to be that connection that there normally is.
Sure.
But, you know, there's stuff that, you know, because they were planning on stuff with him in the second Guardians movie that Nathan Fillion was supposed to play him. And apparently there's even a deleted scene of some sort, I guess.
Yeah, I thought, wasn't there a poster on something in one of those scenes?
I have the shot of the poster.
Yeah,
the marquee.
Right.
But yeah, I don't know how they're gonna fit him in. If they're gonna fit him in through this, or they're gonna fit him in through something else in the MCEU. I mean, who knows? I have my hopes.
What was it? The last Guardians movie where we got that shot of basically what is Adam Warlock?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, we're still waiting on Adam Warlock.
Yeah, that's still a thing that's out there. Okay.
Yeah, that still could happen at some point.
Sure.
But yeah, so there's WandaVision, we got Winter Soldier and Falcon and the Winter Soldier, which mm-hmm. got a trailer, which I did not see.
Oh, I haven't seen that either. Cause I was just following it on Twitter.
Yeah.
Just to see what was going on. Cause we were about to do something. when all of that came out.
We were watching
We Hate Movies Mailbag Live, so we weren't. I was just watching on Twitter to see what was happening. Yeah. So yeah, I didn't see any of those trailers.
So, but that's scheduled to come out in March of next year.
Hmm.
And then there's also a look at Loki's show.
That could be cool.
Which apparently is going to be some sort of mystical thriller, or have some sort. It's got some sort of vibe to it that I heard.
Is it going to be like The Flight Attendant with Loki?
Sure.
There's no mysticism in The Flight Attendant. It's just like a weird thriller.
Yeah, but instead of Kaylee Cuoco,
drinks a lot.
She drinks magic potions, and that's how she becomes.
Loki's an alcoholic in this, and he wakes up in a Bangkok hotel room next to a dead man.
Yeah. it's all the same. It's just Loki
instead of Kaylee Cuoco.
Just Loki. But that's supposed to come out in May. And then they also announced the Hawkeye series, mentioning that's coming out in late next year, and that they confirmed that Haley Steinfeld's going to be in there. As Kate Bishop.
Yep.
And they also mentioned What If, which is the animated MCU.
I think.
Apparently there's a trailer.
I guess. Apparently.
We have to watch these trailers. We're about to watch these trailers.
Yeah, we're going to have to.
Jesus.
So I will have to say that of everything that we've talked about so far, the only ones I'm really interested in are WandaVision and this What If.
What about She-Hulk?
No, I mean, we've already talked about.
Oh, no, we've talked about.
Yeah.
So far, yeah.
So far, I don't really have any interest in. I mean, I might watch the Loki show, maybe Falcon. I don't really have an interest in those two shows.
I might be more apt to watch them. It's kind of. It's just the thing. These are more.
I'll check it out. I will definitely watch the pilot.
Here's the thing. These are more like defined characters in terms of like the popular culture.
Yeah.
That they're doing these shows around, as opposed to, let's say, Hellstorm.
Sure.
Who is not defined. We're just starting from scratch.
Yeah.
And we're kind of hoping that people are going to be interested, you know? So there's not really, I don't know. I'm interested in more in these. I'll probably watch these.
Oh, well, them out.
But at the same time, I may not stick around with them.
That's also the thing. Because, I mean, we dropped out of Arrow and Flash and all that sort of shit.
That's true. No, that's true. Okay, so what else we got here? They also announced a new series coming. We've got a Armor Wars show we're going to do with Don Cheadle as a War Machine.
Uh-huh.
We've got Ironheart.
That one might be cool. I will definitely check Ironheart.
Yeah,
out.
That's the...
The Lady Iron Man.
Lady Iron Man, basically.
I forget what her name is.
Riri Williams.
That's it.
And then there's also a Nick Fury. Samuel Jackson's going to reprise his role as S.H.I.E.L.D., as Nick Fury.
Uh-huh.
And Ben Mendelsohn as Talos in Secret Invasion.
Yeah, that might be interesting.
Yeah.
I feel bad for Ben Mendelsohn having to talk around those damn teeth, though.
Yeah.
Because whenever some poor actor, they shove those fucking fake teeth in his mouth, I always feel bad. Kind of like watching that.
The Queen movie?
Yeah. Sure. Watch Rami Malek talk around those teeth.
Yeah. You got to do your best acting, but you have to wear these teeth.
Just walk. Talk through these teeth.
Wear this bear trap around your face. But also act.
Teeth.
Get an Oscar. But wear the bear trap.
Teeth.
Also notable was casting updates for Moon Knight, She-Hulk, and Ms. Marvel.
Mm-hmm.
Tatiana Maslany will be She-Hulk.
That's going to be cool.
Yeah. She was really good in Perry Mason.
Yeah, she was.
Yeah, so that should be interesting. Mark Ruffalo is going to appear in that show as well as Bruce Banner.
Uh-huh.
Iman Vellani is going to be Kamala Khan.
That's Ms. Marvel.
Marvel, and she's going to appear in Captain Marvel too.
Okay.
So they're going to fit her in there.
Okay.
And then there's also going to be a Guardians of the Galaxy holiday special at the end.
That's funny.
Yeah, that's going to be fun.
That just makes me laugh.
Yeah.
It's very funny.
Let's hope everybody's, in good shape, for then,
Is it coming up now or is it the end of next year?
End of 2022, it says.
Jesus Christ.
And that's a long time away.
You know what? That might not happen. You know what?
Well, could you have to depend
Here's
on,
the
like,
thing. This slate, they release all this slate And I'm like, cool. The stuff that's like already filmed, like in the can, I'm like, yeah, they're probably going to release it. The stuff that's like not yet shooting.
Yeah.
We're going to see. I wonder if we still have the ability to support such a superhero heavy entertainment world right now.
Not at the moment, I think.
Well, yeah. I mean, after everything and, you know, who knows what's going to happen in the future.
Yeah,
so that's
right.
Why I'm kind of like, these might not come out. At least
The Guardians of the Galaxy thing is for Disney Plus.
Well, yeah.
So that might still, but that still might come out because it's Disney Plus.
Sure.
Because apparently they're also filming this alongside Guardians of the Galaxy 3.
Oh, so maybe we'll know what happens with Adam Warlock. Are they actually filming it yet? Or?
No, they're not filming. I don't think they're filming shit. I think we're just talking. This is all stuff they're talking about. I think
some things are filming. I don't know about with Disney, but I know that they are filming now and everybody has to like quarantine and have tests and blah, 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 blah in order to film this shit. So,
yeah, Guardians of the Galaxy 3, which James Gunn is directing. And there's also going to be a Groot like short series or whatever.
Baby Groot. Just a lot of probably fun little. Is that animated or?
I don't know. I think it's just good. I think it's going to be live action.
Okay.
Maybe he'll hang out with Baby Yoda. Who knows?
Oh, that'd be cute.
Groot and Grogu.
Grogu.
Grogu. And then there's the movie stuff.
At least Grogu wouldn't try to eat Groot.
He might. He's kind of.
I feel like he eats more like he's not really a plant guy. Like he might try to eat Rocket. Like if Rocket was small.
Right. I guess, so do we want to talk about the rest of this stuff or you want to wait on some of this?
For the movies?
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, we could talk about it when we do the next one.
Well, yeah, because we're going to tape two episodes in a row and we'll talk more about the next slate of stuff. But I guess just talking about the Disney Plus shows.
Lots of Star Wars stuff.
Yeah, there's lots of Star Wars stuff too. I mean, we're not really a Star Wars show here.
Don't
really do Star Wars, but there's a lot of interesting things coming up here, like a spinoffs of The Mandalorian.
Mm-hmm.
We got something called Star Wars The Bad Batch, which is about a bunch of clones that suck. That's going to be animated.
Okay. See, here's the thing. I know. How do I put this? I know what average humans know about Star Wars.
Right.
Does that make any sense?
Yeah.
So it's like through just living in this culture, I know about Star Wars, but I couldn't tell you anything. The only reason I even know anything about the Clone Wars
is because of Mando.
Yeah. And that's kind of it. Like, so I wouldn't know, like I miss a lot of those references and shit that end up in The Mandalorian until somebody tells me about it later.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Yeah. There's a lot of stuff coming for Star Wars. And then
I have no interest in the Obi-Wan Kenobi show.
No, I mean, well, whatever. I mean, we got to get there first.
That's the thing. We got to get there first.
We got to get
there first.
Look
at all this shit we've announced. We got to get there first.
There's a lot going on in the world right now.
Yeah.
We got to get there first.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's true.
So, but as long as, I'll just read some of this other stuff, though, for Disney Animation. There's going to be a Baymax series.
I am not fast.
Yeah, which I think that might be fun.
That's cute. I do like
from,
Baymax.
From Big Hero 6.
Uh-huh.
A Zootopia series.
Yeah.
A series based on Tiana from Princess and the Frog.
That could be cool. Yeah. As long as she's not a fucking frog.
Remember? No, she wasn't the frog.
Yes, she was. Remember when we went to see that movie? She was like a girl and then she gets turned into a frog and then she gets turned back at the end.
I haven't seen the movie in a very long time. Yes. So
I made you go see it with me.
No, I know. I have no problem seeing it. I don't really remember it.
Yeah. But she does get turned into a frog.
Un frog.
Yeah.
There's going to be some Pixar stuff too. Doug Days, a new series featuring the beloved dog Doug from the series Up in fall 2021.
I love Doug.
I think a lot of people have been waiting for that one because
that's so sweet. I love that one. I quote him all the time. He just goes, "I hid under the porch because I love you." Oh, it's so cute.
Yeah.
Doug.
And then you got to see, yeah, just a bunch of other jabroni things here. This is going to be a Buzz Lightyear show movie.
That's right. And that's going to be voiced by Chris Evans.
Right.
No more Tim Allen.
No more Tim Allen. You can go voice a garbage can. Also, a movie called Luca. Did you hear about this?
No.
Sorry. Called Luca, a movie set in Italy about a boy named Luca.
Oh, I would totally watch that. 2021. I would watch that movie.
Maybe a movie I think your mom might appreciate.
Yeah, maybe.
Maybe if theaters happen again, if theaters start coming up again.
Oh, my mom won't go see a movie in theater.
Oh. But my mom,
could this surprise you that my mother hates movie theaters?
Well, I you know.
It's too loud. And in fairness, it can be too loud.
It can be too loud, yes. Yeah.
But my mother says she's noise sensitive. So I don't think she's been to a movie theater. I can't even tell you the last
time. I can't even imagine. I'm trying to even think of a movie your mom would have wanted to see in a movie theater.
She took me to see.
Because I don't know. I'm broadly painting your mom's taste with it.
Did we go see Pinocchio when it was re-released when we were kids?
Oh, yeah. I can see that. Yeah.
I feel like she took me.
Pinocchio.
To go see that. And we had to sit at the very, very front row for some reason. I don't remember.
Oh, that sucks.
Yeah, yeah. She was very mad. But
if that's the case, I wouldn't even go see the fucking movie.
I think we got there late. I don't even remember.
Well, don't get there late.
I was so young. I have no idea what happened.
No. Wow, that was that long ago, huh?
Yeah, when was Pinocchio re-released? Like 1985? Six?
Oh, in the 80s. I thought they re-released it in...
Oh, they probably did, but
like
I know...
later on.
No, I was young. I was young.
Yeah, okay. That makes sense then.
And I saw E.T. in the drive-thru. Or drive in with her.
I looked through the window. Somebody was making me a burger.
While I was at the Hardee's drive-thru, they were showing E.T.
Somebody at Sonic had it on in the booth.
Yeah.
And I watched it. Here's one, though. Mm. Turning Red, about a 13-year-old girl going through puberty that transforms into a giant red panda when she gets excited. That's going to be a Pixar movie.
Turning Red?
Yep.
Is she a redhead?
No, I don't know. No, she's turning into a red panda.
Sorry. It just... Anything about teenage girls in puberty and then you use the word red?
Yeah, I know.
Just call it Crimson Wave. Jesus fucking Christ. What are we talking about here?
God damn it. Just call it period blood.
Pretty much. Just call it.
Because you know you want to call it that.
Yep. Just call it. Girls get periods.
Just call it. Who's got a tampon?
Just say. Yeah, pretty much. People with uteruses just get periods.
How about
Pixar?
How about you just make a tampon commercial?
Oh,
if you want to make something about puberty and girls.
I don't feel good about that.
Yeah.
I lived through it.
Yeah.
I don't want to see it. I mean,
although Inside Out was.
I would have been really adorable as a panda, as a little red panda once a month. How cute would I have been?
What if you were just an angry, vicious panda? Because pandas could be, you know.
Red pandas?
I don't know. I mean, they're bears, technically.
They're very small.
Oh,
they're like the size of a fox.
We saw them, didn't we?
Yeah, they're like in the zoo.
Yeah, yeah.
They're not huge, big. They're like the size of a fox.
Mm.
I mean, I'm not saying that they can't do damage, but they're not like huge.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So also other stuff coming because it was also Disney owns Fox.
Mm.
We got some stuff about, let's see here, Noah Hawley. Showrunner for Fargo and Legion will be making a new series based on the Alien movies for FX and Hulu. So that looks dope.
Yeah.
I'm excited for that.
Yeah. Oh, there was some interesting Hulu stuff they talked about.
Yeah. Well, they're Disney Plus is increasing its price.
Boo. Boo.
But you get the package.
Yes.
Yeah. I don't know what that means.
Well, we have the package now, and let's just say that we never use ESPN Plus.
Well, because they think as though they put the Last Dance and stuff, something that I would have wanted to watch ESPN Plus for, they put that on Netflix.
Yeah.
And I watched that.
Yeah.
I watched it there. So, I don't know.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, we'll see. When our thing comes due, maybe we'll switch it.
You need Hulu, though.
Oh, yeah. But maybe I can just get Disney Plus Hulu. Maybe there's that package option. I don't remember. I'll have to look.
Maybe. Anyways, we wanted to go through that stuff because it's hot news.
Yep.
So we figured we'd treat you guys to some takes on that.
The hottest of takes. Red panda takes.
Red panda. Those are some red panda takes right there.
Turn into a panda because I'm so excited.
Yeah. I'm so horny.
Also gushing blood.
I'm also...
I just assume that's what that's a movie is about. And I refuse to be told otherwise.
Just look at that Pixar period blood coming at you. 3D. Like,
yeah.
3D period blood.
It'd be like that scene from The Shining when the elevator's open. It's just pandas looking cute. Just like a wave of panda. They all little faces.
Yeah.
It'd be kind of cute.
Oh, boy.
This show's already got off the rails.
Yeah. It's one of those shows.
Yep. It's always one of those shows.
Yeah. Every one of those shows is one of those shows. Anyways, folks, let's take a quick break. We'll come back with our book for this week.
Greetings, internerds. It is I, Mephisto. For the past two Halloweens, a callow cadre of casters has confounded my plans. First, they survived my Mephisto versus miniseries. Then they navigated the perambulations of Dream Country. But this time, they stand no chance. I've trapped them within my hotel, the Inferno. And if Las Vegas isn't torture enough, the only entertainment they have is a variety of horror comics. Their only chance to escape is to find joy and positivity in these tales of terror. Mephisto, why are you still doing this? What do you mean? You know the gang keeps this crossover going because it's fun, and they like podcasting together. They do it even without your shenanigans. No, that cannot be. My will is all. You are but playthings in my merciless machinations. Yeah, sure, but can you go to the living room and watch some streaming while I finish the promo? Impudent geek. Mephisto versus the Podcasters 3, a crossover podcast event featuring the Married with Comics podcast, Resurrections and Adam Warlock and Thanos podcast, the Secret Wars and Beyond podcast, and Jeff and Rick present Unpacking the Power of Power Pack. Find it where all fine podcasts are casting. Why is Mandalorian Season 2 not out yet? Curse that House of Mouse! He's been here since the stay-at-home order started. I really don't think that applied to immortal entities, but he's all, never can be too careful. And if he finishes my Cheetos one more time...
All right, we're back here in our worst collection ever with our book for this week. It is Mephisto Versus, number one, from April 1987. This Mephisto Versus was a miniseries that featured four different books, each of which he faced a different team. So the one we're going to read today is Mephisto Versus... the Fantastic Four, and then there was also Mephisto versus X-Factor, Mephisto versus the X-Men, and Mephisto versus the Avengers. So, but the reason why we're doing this is because, and I posted this on our Facebook page, is there was a trade that came out called Mephisto Speak of the Devil, and I found this for pretty cheap at Second and Charles, and I haven't really been buying a lot of trades lately, but if there's something like this that's just hanging out and it's half off,
yeah,
I can't not get it,
right?
So, and the thing about this trade, it came out this year.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Which is pretty,
I didn't realize it was that new.
Oh yeah, it's like super new.
Wow.
Like, I mean,
nice.
I don't know what date this trade came out, but
it's probably on there somewhere.
Yeah. No, it came out this year.
Wow.
Doesn't say the exact date.
Yeah, sometimes it'll give you a month, but that's okay if it doesn't.
Yeah, 2020. Definitely 2020, though, which is kind of neat because it also gives you a little bit of preview from some other stuff. And we got, let's see, Tomb of Dracula is coming up. And then we got, was it Monster of Frankenstein? Some Werewolf by Night complete collection, which I hope are colored, because the problem is... like a lot, they have a lot of the stuff that's already out there, but it's all in that like black and white, like Marvel.
You know,
it's not the Marvel Masterworks, so it's not colored.
Yeah.
So I'm looking forward to seeing some more of this stuff out there. But this one was a nice grab. And this one's cool because it collects his first appearance in Silver Surfer number 3 from 1968, or whatever. As well as some Fantastic Four, Fantastic Four number 277, number and number 276, 277. Thor numbers 180 to 181, and Amazing Spider-Man number 274, the Mephisto Versus series that we're reading about, all four of those, and Silver Surfer, the second series, from number 45, Black Panther number 4 and 5 from 1998, New Mutants from 2009, number 37, Daredevil number 266, and also the Doctor Strange and Doctor Doom Triumph and Torment graphic novel. So I mean, it's a loaded book.
Yeah.
So I'm down with that. I'm down with getting that kind of value. So, but we're gonna read this one about the Fantastic Four having a, well, whatever it is that they do, just being a bunch of boring ass motherfuckers ditching their girlfriends at Wimbledon.
I don't necessarily think that you could blame that on him.
Who? Oh, no, yeah, it's true. Yeah,
we'll talk about this. I don't really think that was his fault.
So on the cover, it's, first of all, four issue limited series, and we have Mephisto standing over the Fantastic Four, and they're all basically drowning in what appears to be fiery lava.
Mm-hmm.
So kind of dig that. And they do use the cover of this issue as the cover of the trade as well. So. Mm. I like that. Give the Devil His Due is the story title. Start off with Reed doing some reconnaissance in a.
So apparently this is like shaft. There's like a shaft, but this is in the Fantastic Four Tower.
Yeah.
So he's just like, hey, there's a shaft. I better go down it. I don't know. It doesn't say like, I don't know if there was something before this. Like, there's the Fantastic Four issue before this came out, you know, where it's like to see why Reed is, you know.
No, I think he's just like being nosy and being like, hey.
Well, I mean, this is their tower, but that's what I mean. It's like,
I think they rent it. I don't think they don't own it.
It's not like the, what's his stupid asshole Iron Man tower?
No, they
ain't. Why don't they own it? Aren't they rich?
Fantastic Four? No, they're just like a bunch of basically Fantastic Four, as far as I can tell, are just a bunch of jabronis that go are just doing science experiments. It's kind of like if you watch the cartoon, like they have that old woman with the dog come up and start yelling at them.
You know what?
Because she's the landlady.
I was going to say, do you think they're getting a discount on rent because they're the building managers? So he's got to go down because he hears the furnace is making noise. So he's got to go down here and check it out.
Kind of, yeah.
I don't know. Like they have to like, you know. Keep the common areas clean and like, you know, do all that sort of shit. And then they get like discounted rent.
Maybe they're doing, you know, they're keeping the, you know, keeping the foyer.
Yeah. Nice and sweeping it up.
Sweeping it up, you know.
You know, going and making sure all the lint traps are cleaned in the laundry room. You know,
room's taken by quarters again, Reed.
Checking out, exactly. Checking out the furnace.
Well, let me stick kinda my like, stretchy finger in that hole and let me see if I can fix it.
Kind of like in Melrose Place, the doctor who also bandages the apartment building.
Michael?
Yes.
Quang!
Is that these guys?
but Reed Richards is Michael, Michael, whatever the
fuck
his name is.
You know what? He's as big of an asshole, so.
Yeah, he kind of is, actually. I think he might be a bigger asshole than Michael.
I mean, he's had longer to be an asshole than Mike.
Oh, yeah.
Because Reed's had how many decades? Mike only got like, what, 7 seasons?
Or how about this? How about we switch it up? Fantastic Four in Melrose Place.
I'd watch that. I'd read that. I'd watch it. Could you imagine them all just hanging out by the pool?
Hey, y'all.
All those nosy ass fucking neighbors. Okay. Here's my problem with Melrose Place. This has nothing to do with anything. I have lived in Los Angeles. I have lived in apartment buildings in Los Angeles. You don't talk to your fucking neighbors.
No, not if you have to.
No one's hanging out with their neighbors all the time.
The only time I think the closest we came to talking to our neighbors at one time.
When he came over and he yelled at us?
No, that was talking about North Hollywood when they had like shitty. Shitty El Pollo Loco.
No, but they had that because they had scaffolding around our building for like 18 months.
They're like, here's a tortilla.
And they were like, here, have some El Pollo Loco and we'll answer your questions about why the fuck we hired the worst construction crew to like paint the building or whatever they were doing.
They did nothing.
No. Remember Leela almost escaped?
She did.
Because she got on the scaffolding.
Well, no, we got her.
Yep.
But yeah, so Reed's out here doing some reconnaissance. I do enjoy Johnny just lighting his hand.
Yeah.
To give Reed some light.
Yeah,
and so everybody else though is just standing over. I was like, do you need all of you looking down the hole?
Do they all need to go? They don't. So like they all go down. And
well, they don't all go down. They just all look.
Well, no, they're all standing at the top of the shaft, and Reed's going down the shaft, and they're all just like waiting. Because I'm assuming like 3B is complaining because her water's not warm or something.
Right.
So Reed's got to go fix it. And then as he's like going down, we go back upstairs to where their stupid kid is. Frederick.
Franklin. I like you just there's like stupid kid.
I
know we all know you're not a fan of kids.
Yeah, well, especially children in fiction.
Well, you made a good point about the way that Franklin is here, because Franklin...
He's like a toddler, right?
I'm
going to guess he's the way he's drawn
like a toddler.
He looks like he's at most 4 or 5.
Yes.
Because he's little.
Yeah.
So, and here's the problem. A wee child. Yes. And here's the problem a lot of adults have with writing children, which is why I don't typically like, especially reading about them. Either the kid sounds like an adult, like no matter how old they are, their conversation sounds exactly like an adult, or no matter how old they are, they sound like a baby.
Yeah. And he kind of facilitates between both of those here.
Yeah. And he really sounds like he's just as old as the rest of the crew. And I mean, that's why I don't write children. Is because if I
I'm 25 years old.
Yeah, he would be. It'd be like,
hey, Dad, tuck me in.
Yeah, it'd probably pretty much be like, here's a 4-year-old, but he speaks exactly like a fucking 40-year-old woman. Because that's why I don't write kids, and so a lot of people have that issue. But that's one of the reasons I really don't like reading about children, because I'm just like, come on.
Well, so he's having a little kid nightmare about like, no, bad man's coming for my dad, you know. And at the same time,
doesn't he like go evil? Isn't that the whole deal with him?
No, he's got like super. So Franklin Richards is a mutant.
Well, yeah.
And he's got like super.
Is
like,
he a mutant because of what his parents were exposed to?
I'm certain it didn't help.
Okay.
I'm certain it contributed.
Yeah.
Because in his head, he's like, Franklin is so powerful. Like he's very good at. He's kind of like a telepath or
but he can like see the future,
something like that. Yeah, he's kind of like Professor X, but like almost stronger than Professor X. Professor X is pretty goddamn strong,
right?
So as far as mutant ability goes, so he's kind of like right up there. So it's anytime you people are making lists and they're like, you know, 10 comic heroes you didn't know kick ass, and you know, he usually ends up on something like that. It's like, watch out for Franklin. It's like, whatever,
right?
And it's weird because he, in the 90s, because he's been, I think he was born in like the early 80s. So we're like a couple of years. So he's already like probably like 4 or 5.
So he's like our age, like in real life.
In real life. But then like, yeah, and he was in the like the 90s, there was Fantastic Force, which we've done on this show.
Okay.
And he was like a teenager there. But there was also some bullshit about him maybe being like, I don't know. Like, I feel like they've de-aged him a bunch in certain situations. So, like, he's never become like a boy, like a man. He's always kind of been like an adolescent in some way.
Uh-huh.
So, anyways. So, he's having his bad dream. And at the same time, Backdraft, the movie, happens in this shaft. And Reed almost gets burned alive.
Yeah.
Because here's the thing, you know, Mr. Fantastic. I mean, he's pretty pliable, but he's not invincible. To fire,
yeah,
or something like that. And so, and the fire just gets really intense, and Johnny's not able to absorb it because he can do that. That's the thing he could do.
Mm-hmm.
You know, when there's like lots of fire, he could be like, suck this fire into my body, you know, and I can go shoot it somewhere.
Which he tries to do here.
Yeah, but it's like supernatural fire, so it doesn't really die.
And he's like, oh my God, I can even feel how hot this is, and like it hurts, and it also puts out his fire.
Yeah.
And I'm not exactly sure how that whole thing works. And then they just have like, I don't know if that's like a melted tube or ash.
I think it's melted. Because Ben's like, you want me to rip open that melted tube? And they're like, nah, just
leave
it.
You know what?
Just leave this smoldering pile of heat.
You know what? I realize this just happened in our building. It'll be fine. Let everybody go back upstairs and go to bed.
Everybody go to bed.
There's no way.
Hey, go to bed.
There's no way. Are you kidding me?
Like, the fire alarms are going off because there's a melted pile of heated metal.
Like, could you just imagine?
So
like,
we pour jet fuel down the shaft. It's going to burn down the building.
If there was like fire shooting out of our heat vents and they just melted, we'd be like, it's fine. We'll go to bed.
No.
No.
No, we're going to hotel.
Go call the fucking fire department and find out what's wrong.
Right?
Yeah, but they're just like, it's fine. We'll go to bed. So everybody just goes to bed. And then the next morning, the kid wakes up. And this is where he's like, wow.
What happens is Franklin wakes up and he goes to find his parents. And he's like, Dad, I had a bad dream. And he's like, whatever, son, you're a fucking mutant. And you're going to be like, you got like superpowers and shit. Go to bed. And then, the next morning, we get some of my favorite shit in this book.
Yeah. The next morning, the kid wakes up, and this is where he's totally an adult. He's like, wow, I had a scary dream last night. I'm glad mom and dad didn't die. And I'm like, aren't you like five? So he goes like in to have breakfast with his mom, and his mom's like, go brush your teeth. So he goes to brush his teeth. Ben Grimm is just like making sure he brushes his teeth.
Ben Grimm first is like, he walks by Alicia Masters and Johnny.
Yeah.
And Ben, for some reason, I don't know why he's back with the Fantastic Four, right? I don't know what his deal is right now, because I think he just, like, he left the Fantastic Four for a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
And that's when, what's her face?
She-Hulk is actually here.
Yeah, She-Hulk's here, too.
Yeah, forgot to mention that.
For some reason, so it's technically the Fantastic Five, as it is.
Yeah.
But they have She-Hulk there. They're not really doing, I don't know. It's I thought that she would be gone since Ben came back, but they're both still there. So Ben's there, and Ben's like, you see, it's something happened. Like, because part of the reason why he left the Fantastic Four is because Johnny ended up hooking up with Alicia, who's like his girlfriend,
mm-hmm.
you know, or it was Ben's girlfriend, but you know, whatever. Ben's always. Ben's actually pretty dramatic.
Think
about it.
He really is all the time.
He's local. He's always like at that graphic super, but a lot of times he's like, ugh, these women's, they don't like me because my face.
This is kind of like, to me, like the very stereotypical common thing of dudes on the East Coast where literally everything is a fucking crisis.
Yeah, yeah.
Where it's just like, oh, and then it's like drama and blah, 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 blah. And everybody's yelling and screaming. And you're like, hey, dude, calm down.
Yeah.
Yeah. Everything's an overreaction. Yeah.
Ben Grimm out here being pretty extra.
Yeah. Yeah. 100%. Yeah. Yeah.
So he's like, Johnny's like, hey, you want to come like watch tennis with me? And he's like, tennis is for sissies. I'm going to go watch my nephew brush his teeth. And so you go. And then so there's this panel of him sitting on the edge of a tub.
Yeah.
Just cutting a promo on tooth decay while Franklin really brushes his teeth.
He's like,
he's like, anyway, kiddo, Mr. Tooth Decay ain't got a chance as long as your Uncle Benji's around. I was like, what are you going to do, punch him in the mouth? And he's like, hey, it's a plaque.
Did they ever call him cavity creeps when you were a kid?
That sounds familiar, but I don't remember.
Yeah. At my dentist, they were like, oh, you got to fight those cavity creeps. And like the hygienist had like a plaster one. That she had made.
Those cavity creeps are the reason why Alicia won't have sex with me.
Yeah, pretty much. Also, you're a rock. Like, how do you have sex if you're a rock?
I don't know.
Man?
We don't know his situation down there.
I was going to say, is that like a stack of stones? You know those pictures?
You know what? It's an age old question.
You know, you've seen those pictures that are just like a stack of rocks by a pond, and it's just like, greet each day with positivity or whatever.
That's Ben Grimm's dick.
Is that Ben? Like, seriously?
I don't know.
Is it just a stack of stones?
People have asked those questions a lot and nobody ever gets answers.
What the fuck?
I know. These are questions. When Comic-Con actually comes back, we need to have one where it's just like questions that nobody wants to ask.
Like
that need to get answers. And that would be one of them. What does Ben Grimm's dick look like? I'm talking about the thing.
No. You know what? Both Marvel and DC need to have a position in their company.
Is he a wide boy?
Well, this is basically what I'm saying. They need a position in the company that hires a person or a team of people who they figure this sort of shit out.
They handles the genital.
Well, I mean, just like all sorts of the weird ass fucking continuity. Questions. Well, the genital continuity, like, you know, could Mephisto have sex with a human woman and have a baby? And how would that look like? Like all of these like weird ass fucking questions about like how everything works. Like, what does Ben Grimm eat?
Ben Grimby's everything. Ben Grimby eats hoagies and stuff. He's still got a, like, I think he's still got
like a regular, like a regular gimmick
down there. Like, he's still got an ass, you know, he's still got a digestive system. He's got, but if he's all waste.
But here's it again. Is his rock skin, like, you know, stretchy, like regular skin, or is it like rock? Because wouldn't that be difficult if you're trying to shit?
I think a lot of things are difficult for Ben Grimm.
I know. But see, these are the things. This is the position Marvel needs. I don't know what it would be called. Director of, I don't know.
It's a continuity director of some sort.
Sure, yeah. Of uncommon continuity.
Uncommon occurrences.
Sure.
Continuity expert.
And it's just, yeah. And it's just somebody sits there and figures the shit out.
All right.
Like, based on biology.
We're starting with here. We're starting with the genitals. Okay, great.
Yeah. And you talk to scientists and you, like, then you're like, okay, we talked to like four scientists. This, we have decided this is what Ben Grimm's dick looks like.
Leave us scientists alone. We're trying to figure out the coronavirus. You know, why are you asking us about superhero genitals?
Well, I'm not going to ask an infectious disease expert about Ben Grimm's dick, but
you take what you can get.
It might be a really nice distraction in these times.
That's true. It's true.
They'll be like, you know what? I'm tired of watching people die. Let me think about that rock dick.
Is that going to be Biden's plan?
Yes.
That really is
the slogan Biden should have run on.
Think about that rock dick.
Think about that rock dick.
Biden, yeah. Harris 2020. Think about that rock dick.
Yeah, pretty much.
So, speaking of dick.
Oh, yeah.
So Ben comes out with Franklin and he sees Johnny and Alicia about to get
just like
down.
Totally fucking making out in the hallway.
And he's like, hey, Ben's like, hey, keep it down, you know. And
there's a literal child here,
and they're like, yeah, and they're like,
but at the same time, like, I mean, they're just kissing.
Yeah, they're just kissing, but you know, maybe, I mean, they come out, maybe they're just going, you know, to tongue town.
Maybe,
you know,
maybe it's really upsetting for everybody involved.
Maybe they're like looking at each other. Maybe Johnny's looking at her whole face, like Rick James, or something. Well, this is the thing. So, yeah. So that's going on. And Ben's like, hey, cut it out. And then Johnny and Alicia start prodding Ben because Johnny's like, you know, because Alicia's like, hey, you jealous of this guy? He's, you know, he stole your girl. And Johnny's like, you know, it's like, oh, yeah, she could see what kind of monster you really are, you know, whatever. And Ben's like, all right, you know what? I'm just gonna lose my shit right here because I do this all the fucking time.
Right, and then they just literally start fighting.
He says it's clobbering time and then starts smashing everything.
Right, and then
smashes the hole through the goddamn wall.
Yeah, like, and that's like a 47-story building and he punches it through the wall. And then Johnny Storm's
they're not gonna get their deposit back.
Oh, no, absolutely not. Doesn't matter how many times they fix that furnace.
No.
And so Johnny like flames on or whatever and the kid just goes running. He's like, I gotta go get dad. You know, whatever. So, but this is about the point where you kind of figure out that, well, no, not yet, because Johnny, like, Ben grabs him and Johnny just, like, disappears.
Yeah, he flames on and then he disappears and Johnny.
Well, yeah, because Ben grabbed him and then he's like, wait, I felt him in my hand and now he's gone. I must have killed him.
Yeah.
And Alicia's like, hey, Ben, you're a fucking nightmare. This is all your fault.
She goes, monster, you were monster. Right about you. We were right about you. You're evil. Evil.
And then like, but this is where it's kind of obvious that this really isn't Johnny.
Or Alicia.
And then she like bursts into flames and then everybody like disappears.
Yeah. She disappears with Ben. And that's it for Ben.
Yeah.
And
so then the kid is like, oh no, this is the tennis part.
This is when we go to the tennis part and we have a, John McEnroe kind of stand in here. And
who's the other really big tennis guy?
Jimmy Connors?
No. Born? Andre Agassi?
He was 90s.
I know, but this guy kind of makes me think of him. I don't know.
Really?
Yeah, because of the sweatband.
That's true. They all wear sweatbands.
Do they?
Yeah.
I know nothing of tennis. You just hit a ball.
You hit a ball, you wear sweatbands on your head.
Yeah. And so anyway, they're at the thing, and of this is where the real Johnny is, and he's sitting there with Alicia, and he's like, hey, I realize you're blind, so I'm going to go ahead and give you a play-by-play of what's going on.
And I normally wouldn't – I understand why he's doing this, because there was actually a video I watched like a couple years ago of this guy, of these two friends.
Yeah.
And they would go to the Pro Wrestling Guerrilla shows.
Yeah.
And the one guy was blind.
Yeah.
but the guy's friend would be next to him, and his friend would
give him commentary.
Do like commentary, like Jim Ross would do commentary. Yeah. But he was doing it, and I remember a former guest of the show, Justin Karp, was at that show,
yeah.
at a show, and he noticed this, and he was like, "Hey, what's the deal? Is he mocking him?" He's like, "No, he's doing this because his friend's blind." He actually did like a little short documentary about
yeah.
these two guys, and. So he's kind of doing the same. Johnny's kind of doing the same thing for Alicia.
Right.
Although it's weird here because you're at a tennis match.
Yeah, they are sitting really, really close. But I mean, again, I don't know anything about is it really quiet at a tennis match?
Well, if you've ever watched a tennis match, it's always like, you know, you can hear the people like grunting.
Golf? Is it like golf? Everybody's really kinda, quiet.
Yeah. Yeah. Have you ever watched high tennis highlights?
I mean, I've seen them. On the but I don't really pay much attention.
Yeah, usually it's like you know, but nobody's really talking. And then you know, anytime there's like a player, you know, like whatever, somebody scores, you get like the applause.
Oh, okay.
So it's not really.
So maybe it is a little louder than yeah.
And Johnny's sitting there, he's like, "By God,
now granted,
he's hitting her, but he's hitting the ball with the backhand."
Granted,
and love.
This is what 1987. Yeah, they may have now. Like those little things you can put in your ear and somebody's actually telling you.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
You know, like for the visually impaired. But at this particular point in time, they probably didn't.
No.
So he's like giving her a play-by-play, which I get. And maybe he's being a little loud. So the tennis guy gets mad. And he's like, "What the fuck? You're ruining my concentration, da-da-da-da-da." And he's like, "No, I'm trying to give her a play-by-play. My girlfriend's blind." And then this guy just like... is a horrible person. And he's like, "Yeah, you know what? Get her a fucking cane and a dog. Fuck her." And you're like, "What is wrong with you?
I gotta contest with these blind line judges. I gotta contend with blind fans. What's next? Blind truck drivers? Blind
pilots?
Pilots? Blind? I can't think of any jobs.
Like in general?
I can't think
just
of blind stockbrokers?
They probably have blind stockbrokers.
Oh, I know they do. I'm certain there's a lot of blind people that are very capable of doing plenty of things
yeah.
that, you know, that this guy here probably
this
doesn't
guy,
think they can do.
This guy's really lucky he doesn't live in the age of social media, because if he said that and it got caught on camera, this guy's getting fucking canceled justifiably
yes.
for being an ableist butt face. But he just
hashtag
like
Abel's butt face.
Hashtag Abel's butt face. But so and of course, again, with the insane overreaction,
uh-huh.
I get you're upset. I don't, you're justified in being upset. But Johnny Storm's like, "Flame on." I'm like, "Dude, you're a literal fire. What are you gonna do?"
Whatever happens here is a like a, it's he's having like a hallucination or something.
Yeah, this is all of them are. It's kind of like almost like an alternate dimension.
Right. But the thing is that Johnny.
Yeah.
It was so in Johnny's mind, because it's real.
Yeah.
And he's having an argument with this player. His reaction to it, regardless of it.
To a verbal confrontation with a human being. Nobody with powers. It's kind of like
a man with a racket.
A man with a racket, just like getting a fight in the parking lot because some guy parked too close to you. His fucking reaction is to turn on his fucking flame powers.
Yeah, right?
That's insane.
Because it's, I mean,
that's literally
even
insane.
Because he's in like an audience, so he's sitting next to people.
And he kills a whole fuck ton of people.
Well, yeah, according to this.
Yeah, in his hallucination.
But even if he wasn't, a hallucination, he set himself on fire. I mean, he would still burn somebody.
Yeah, I just don't understand.
Because his body is like pure flame.
I feel like, and again, I haven't read a lot of Fantastic Four, but at least at this point in time for the Fantastic Four that we have read, there doesn't seem to be that understanding that like more like modern day Superman has, where he's like, "Oh, wait, I can't do that because I have these crazy powers. I'm going to hurt somebody."
Yeah. Because the Fantastic Four are public heroes.
Yeah. But still.
But they don't have, apparently they don't have the humility or the awareness of not.
And maybe they do now. Maybe that's now in the books. I don't know.
No.
But here, it's not. There's not any of that. This is just a regular ass guy. And if I punch him with my flame fist, I'm probably going to like severely injure him to the point his life will be irrevocably altered.
Yes.
Or kill him.
And it's on probably on some certain, probably somebody's filming this on for TV. If you, Johnny can turn, Johnny's going to turn his flame on. He's going to burn George Costanza's sundae. Do you remember that episode?
Is that the one where he's at the tennis match eating the sundae?
Yeah.
And like the camera gets on him?
Yeah. And they're like, oh, look at that guy. He needs napkins. That'd be me, to be honest.
100%.
Let's be honest. Somebody be filming me eating something.
Yeah. And even you would have like a stack of 50 napkins. They'd still be like, get that guy more napkins.
Oh, man. Somebody better cut down a tree and get that guy more napkins.
I don't understand your obsession with napkins.
It runs in the family.
It really does.
Anyway, so Johnny disappears and everybody around him is just like, because Alicia's like, hey.
After he killed about like four rows of people.
When is hallucination?
Yeah, I know, but I was going to say, after he kills about four rows of people, and then he's like, oh no, my flame powers are being weird. Number, why the fuck do you even use them? And then this tennis guy starts giving him another one of those speeches, like, you're blah, 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 blah.
Because every one of these speeches, some of those like, oh, that's a sin.
Exactly.
And, you know, and it's like, you're going to hell. And so so Johnny disappears. And Alicia kind of is like, hey, where's Johnny? And everybody around us like, it's like, oh, her boyfriend must have went to the refreshments without her.
I mean, did he just like pop out of existence?
That's what's happening to him.
And nobody noticed that. He was gone. So nobody was like, wait, that guy was there. I didn't see him walk by me. It was just like, oh, that guy's gone.
Yeah. Everybody's no selling these disappearances or something.
Yeah.
But especially with this one, because it's public. I mean, I can understand it being like it is when you're just
with Ben,
when you're with like Ben was or whatever, or we see with like Reed and all of them. But yeah, that's, it's strange. So real quick. So, We go to apparently Franklin runs the slowest So
I'm assuming all of this is happening like at the same time.
All this happened at the same time. So by the time when Ben thought he saw them kissing, they were already at the tennis match.
Yeah.
So, okay, that makes sense. But so Franklin's going to tell his dad, hey, there's a big fight. And Franklin's talking to Willie Lumpkin, or not Franklin, Reed is talking to Willie Lumpkin, the trusty mailman. He's a character in this universe. And the mailman, you know, Willie's like, hey, there was like a bill in my bag. You want to go like look for it? And my hands are full. And Reed's like, sure, I'll go look in your mail bag. And he opens up the mail bag and then a big flame comes out.
No, he goes, this bag is much deeper than it looks.
Hey, and it smells like sulfur.
And that's when a huge flame comes out. And then does Reed immediately disappear here?
Yeah, I think he just kind of gets.
Oh, because the kid already comes up to him. He's like, dad, they're fighting. And he's like, yeah, whatever. They always fight. And then he kind of just disappears. And then the kid looks at the mailman and he's like, what the hell?
Well, he goes to the mailman. There's a Willie Lumpkin. He's like, you know, a figment, or he's the devil or whatever. And he's like, your dad was was tampering with mail, and that's a sin. And now he's going to hell. And then, you know, Franklin's like, oh no. And he runs.
He goes to see his mom. And then he's like, mom, this thing happened. And then his mom, like, because she's still cooking, and she like bursts into flames in the kitchen.
Well, she's cooking, and she's like, dad, he's dead. And she's like, what?
And she's like, oh, is this another dream or whatever?
Yeah. And she knocks over like the entirety of the cooking oil into her stove.
Right.
And that sets on fire.
Yes.
And she disappears. And, you know, Franklin witnesses this. He's like, oh, God, no, you know. And then so She-Hulk's there. And She-Hulk's is like, comforting him. And she's like, well, look, you know, because she's deviled as well. We don't know this. But so she's like, well, look, you know, your mom was careless and that's not really a sin. But if you want your mommy, let me throw you. Let me open up this giant crater in our floor and I'll throw you down there.
That's right. And it's really, really funny because it just looks like, I don't know, She-Hulk's just like kneeling on the floor, like holding this baby above her head.
Yeah. With one hand, and she's just like, ah.
With one hand, and she just like fucking slams to the ground like she's fucking dunking a basketball. She's just like, ah. And the baby just goes down into the hell dimension.
Yeah. So he gets thrown down and smacks on the floor of hell or wherever it is. And that's where his parents and Reed and John, or Johnny and Ben, are all kind of buried within these rocks. And they're like, oh, you know, so this is where Mephisto starts, like, you know, he's sitting on his what I think is a shabby throne.
Oh, it really is.
For somebody as
like, if you are a very powerful demon, you deserve a better throne.
I think he deserves a better throne.
You need one with at least a couple of skulls.
Yeah, he's got nothing. He's just got it's just skulls.
It's
formation.
Like a chair. It's like that's the IKEA chair. That's the IKEA throne of devil thrones.
what would it be called? Like a Hellflugen?
Yes, it's the Hellflugen.
Helgen?
Yeah, and you know, maybe he went and it was like the cheap one, so he bought it, and when he first got it, it was fine, and now he's had it for a while, he's like, you know what, I'm older now, I really need to get the better throne.
But I don't want to go to IKEA, it's so crowded there.
Yeah, he's like, but I really don't want to spend the money.
The ordering online sucks, they always have it out of stock, he says it's out of stock.
Yeah, and I really don't want to spend the money to get anything like nicer, because then I gotta get somebody to deliver it. You know, it's really hard to get somebody to deliver anything to hell. So, except Jeff Bezos, I'm sure he brings a lot of stuff to hell.
Yes,
yeah.
Him and Mephisto are friends.
Oh, I'm sure.
They, he signed a contract with Mephisto, and that's why he has all the monies.
Oh man, you know what? Can I sign that contract?
Yeah, but I mean, you'd also have to give him your soul.
Do I have one now?
He might determine you don't have one.
What if he's like, is there ever any time where he's like, oh, I'm sorry, you actually don't have a soul?
He's like, oh, you have no soul. You have no soul.
Oh, I'm very sorry. We can't do business. Yeah, for you do not have anything to trade.
Yeah, you're kind of SOL here, I guess.
Yeah, sorry about that.
So Mephisto recalls that Franklin used his powers to defeat him. Some issues back, and he's like, look, I want your child's soul.
Yeah.
So, I got better, you know, after Franklin's at me, I've been hanging out with the Dire Wraths and shit. And, I went on a vision quest and learned some shit.
Mm-hmm.
Now I'm back and I want your son's soul.
Yeah.
And, but think about Mephisto though, is he is very litigious. To the point where...
What, he's suing people?
We're not litigious. I'm trying to think. Maybe that's not the word.
I actually think that'd be really funny if he was just like filing briefs.
Well,
like he's fucking the Trump campaign. He's just suing everybody in every state.
Here's the deal. He's very much bound to contracts. So people break these contracts.
I think that's how the devil works just in general.
Yes.
Yeah.
So he's like, yo, I got this fucking contract here, and I want your parents to sign away with your son's soul. And Ben Grimm's like, whatever, I'm going to break out here and I'm going to come at you. But then Mephisto starts growing and he's like, well, this is actually where it kind of gets freaky, because he grabs Ben and this giant as a giant, you know, Mephisto gets all giant and he grabs Ben and he starts peeling off his skin. Did you see this part?
Wait, where's the peel skin part?
Where he's peeling off his skin and he becomes like this ghost monster.
Oh, no. I must have missed this page.
Yeah.
Ew.
He starts peeling him off and he's like, oh, let's see what this underneath the thing.
Peels him like a fucking banana.
He peels him like a banana. He basically looks like he's wearing underneath. It's Ben's wearing. basically, Ben's wearing like a sheet.
Yeah.
You know, he's got a sheet. Although I do enjoy Ben being like, ah, my skin, what are you doing to me?
Ow, my skin.
Ah, my skin. and Reed and Sue are watching this, and Sue's just like, Jesus Christ, this is terrible. watching my, and he has like, he's holding Ben like in his, in this whatever, this sack form.
Mm-hmm.
And he's got, in the other hand, he's just got this loose thing skin.
Yeah, it's pretty gross.
Like, you know, like chicken skin or whatever.
Yeah, it's disgusting.
So
it's like a rubber thing mask, basically.
Yeah, it's really weird. And then Johnny gets out, and Johnny goes to hit him with the fire. And then he just, like, throws Johnny into, like, lava. And he's like, yeah, why don't you soak up that heat, you dummy.
Mm-hmm.
And, Reed gets free, and Reed's like, look, you can't just take our son's soul. That makes no sense. You know, how about like, I give you my soul, you know, in turn. And he's like, well, technically I already owned your soul.
Yeah.
And he's like, what? He's like, and he, so he flashes back to like when Reed and Victor Von Doom were rooming with each other.
That's right. One of them's like, is Reed?
That's Doom.
Is that dude who's like fucking ripped?
Doom is fucking, he looks like.
He is jacked.
Yeah. He looks like a fucking.
Anytime you see a wrestler wearing a t-shirt, that's what Doom looks like.
Yeah, he looks like he's wearing one of those Under Armour shirts. Like a dude is jacked.
And he's so jacked. He like comes in a room and you're just like, what in the hell? Yeah, he's like ripped shit.
Doom has all the use of the world for steroids.
He really does.
So he goes to, and he's telling them, he's like, we kind of get this flashback of when Reed was like, hey, Doom, like you're. Like calculations on whatever this thing you're working on are off, so you might like get hurt. And Doom's like, "Ha ha, fuck off! I know what I'm doing." And so then he runs his project or whatever, and the project explodes, and that's why Doom's face gets scarred.
Oh
Doom gets hurt. Actually, no, I'm sorry, it's not why he gets scarred. Doom's face does get scarred.
Yeah,
and his hubris is so strong that he goes to Tibet to get a mask made for his face because he has a minor scar on his face.
Doesn't it like stick to his face?
But he puts it on before it cools. He's just like, give me the mask. And he puts it on his face. And that's why his face is, you know, kind of all really scarred. What?
I just wouldn't, as you're putting it towards your face, wouldn't you feel the heat and be like, oh, wait, that's.
No, he wanted it that bad. He did not give a shit. That's how Doom operates.
Yeah. So, yeah, I guess so.
So, but Doom.
Impatient motherfucker.
So, but he said, Mephisto's like, yeah, but you know what happened was you like came into this room and I was there with a contract and then it's a contract to give you more brains. And, you know, you signed it.
Yeah.
And Reed's like, no, that's not what happened. What the fuck, man. And rightfully so. I mean, it's, you know, he's really gaslighting, Reed here. But Reed, you know, Reed deserves it.
Oh, yeah.
Because Reed sucks. So as that's going on, Sue's trying to get out of the rocks. I do enjoy when they draw her little powers.
Yeah.
Not her little powers. Actually, she's very strong.
Yeah.
But they draw her powers, and it's just like this little, like, beams coming from her head, and she's, like, burrowing into this rock. And so, you know, Reed's like, no, that didn't happen. And he's like, well, you know what? I'm just going to make you, like, an invalid.
Yeah.
And he just takes his intelligence from him.
It's actually really funny because when she starts talking to him, she's like, Reed, are you okay? He goes, Yeah.
He's
like 14 ages in that speech bubble.
Yeah. He's like done. Like
it's pretty fucking funny.
He ends up being, you know, he watched too much Fox News. And
that's just what I sound like normally.
Duh. And so he's like,
it's actually what we say Harley sounds like because he's not very bright.
Yeah, he kind of has that same look as Harley does most of the time. So Sue loses her shit and goes after brother Mephisto, and he's like, "What the fuck? You know, you're crippling my husband. You're doing all this other shit. Come on, what the hell?" And he's like, basically, what she ends up doing is she gives her soul.
Yeah.
Because her soul, in his opinion, is more pure.
Well, that's what he
than
says.
The child's soul.
Well, no. So what he says is he's like, if you give me your soul, everybody else gets to go back because your soul is pure, da 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 da. And she's like, well, if that's the only choice that I have, I'll make that decision. And then he's like, you're an idiot. How did you ever believe that your soul was purer than a child's soul? Doesn't matter. You're here anyway. And I'm like, what?
Yeah.
So fine. And so they like pop back up in the tower, the rest of them, and she's still down with Mephisto.
Yeah, she's still in hell, and everything's, I mean, everybody's back to normal. Ben has his skin back on. Reed is smart again. Johnny is no longer in lava. And Mephisto, of course, you know, did his swindle because that's how he operates.
Because
he's a fucking devil, and there are people still continuously forget that. And she gets pulled away by some demons.
Mm-hmm.
And Mephisto's like, ha-ha, this is how I do my shit. And that's it. That's it for the book. Next issue, Mephisto confronts X-Factor. So that's, and there it's not, it's the original X-Men X-Factor. So it's like Cyclops and Jean Grey and all that shit. So
So
what do you think? Would you want to keep reading about Mephisto? Because all this stuff continues to, like, it's not like they're
connected,
but they're like individual stories, you know, in a way.
I might just want to see what his end game is, I guess.
I can't remember how it ends because I have read this.
Yeah.
I've read like the entirety of this because I had.
And it's only 4 issues. So, yeah, I mean, I probably could because I'd like to see what his end game is in like collecting these souls. I'm assuming in the fourth book, everybody gets put back to where they belong.
Maybe. I don't know. I'd have to go back and read it. Yeah. But I have read it.
However, if it goes on for like 15 issues in every other book to try to figure out how to get so-and-so out of Mephisto's hell, I have no interest. If we're going to tie this up in a nice bow in 4 issues, yes, I would like to read
it. Which I think we do because I think, you know, we spent 4 months trying to figure this all out. So
yeah,
why not?
Sure.
But that's it for Mephisto Versus number 1 from April 1987. That's it for this week's show. Thanks for listening. You can find us on Twitter and Facebook. Twitter and Instagram at Angry Hero Sean.
And I'm at Jen Stansfield on Twitter and Instagram. You can find the show on Facebook, Worst Collection Ever, and email the show, worstcollectionever@gmail.com.
And rate, review the podcast on Apple Podcasts, Stitcher, iHeartRadio, Pandora.
Wherever.
Wherever you get the show. I was doing a little bit of research as to where our podcast, where some of our numbers are coming from. And it turns out folks like you are listening out there in places on stuff like mostly Apple, but you're also listening on Google Podcasts, which you should definitely be participating in. Also iHeartRadio. So that's really cool. Mm-hmm. And also hello to all of our listeners in Australia.
Hi.
Apparently you guys are the second biggest country of listenerships in the world, next to the United States.
Can I just say one thing real quick?
Yes.
Kangaroos. What in the absolute fuck?
If you're an Australian listener, write into the email.
Because like in America, we're like, oh my God, kangaroos are so cute. And then I see videos of kangaroos and they're like, they look like humans, just like really jacked. And they have like knives on their feet. I'm like, what in the absolute fuck?
Feet knives?
Yeah, they're terrifying. They're terrifying. So how do we like survive in a country with
I don't know. Say Australia, man. Australia.
There's a lot of spiders.
There's a lot of stuff going on there.
Not that I wouldn't like to go there. Yeah, I would love to go there. Anyway, continue.
But
feet knives.
Yeah. Yeah. So if you're Australian or if you're from anywhere, just if you're in another country, apparently we chart.
Yeah. If you're in any other country and you have a terrifying animal that is native to your country, let me know.
Apparently we chart really well in South Africa.
Hmm.
I guess from what I've been checking out. So, you know, I'll take it.
Yeah. Is there terrifying animals there? I'm sure. Let me know.
Oh, yeah. There's
got to be.
Terrifying. All the other countries got all the good terrifying animals. We don't have anything. We just have like mountain lions.
Those are pretty terrifying.
Yeah, I know. They're pretty scary. I guess.
Bears are pretty scary.
Bears are scary. I haven't encountered them yet.
Well, that's probably good.
Yeah. Hopefully I can continue my life out here in Colorado where all the animals are.
It snowed and there were all sorts of prints all over the yard. I don't know what they were.
I enjoy you and your mother trying to figure out what the hell it is.
My mom's freaking out because she thinks they're all coyotes.
Could be bears.
Yeah, they were too small.
That's true. Okay. But anyways, folks, thanks for listening and we'll talk to you again next time.
Bye.